going to be in Ephesians chapter 3. Like I said, there is Bibles back there, but we will have the screen or the verses up on the screen. So Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1. Stephen, can you read that?
For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for you Gentiles.
All right, well, let's start out. So how do you know Is there any way there's any way that we could find this out?
Go back to the chapter before it.
Go back to the chapter. Very good, right?
All over again?
Uh-huh.
Read the, like, what, the page all over again?
Right, right. Go to the chapter before it. So, verses after 2020, right? It's also good eyesight, right? So there's a come on, it's new visitor, you have to laugh at my jokes. So he Gentiles, I'd say they did get along, right? They may have had a war here or two. They might hate each other. They definitely hate each other. Maybe, perhaps, these outsiders had mixed marriages, and now the blood relatives. So how did they receive the same promise and the same inheritance as the Jews? Anna? Through Jesus' sacrifice. Yes. And then those people grew in
because they believed in Jesus, that's how the same promise. And it is, it's that free gift for is what. Now Paul, because everybody would gossip at the water cooler. I don't put that in. Huh? A water cooler?
What do you mean? What do you mean we don't have that anymore?
We still use
bottles.
Okay. No, you still use them for football. I know them! But Paul did not say he was a prisoner of Rome. He's a prisoner of Christ Jesus. Meaning once Paul a prisoner, if you will. You know, he could not say the truth because that's the truth, right? It's still the truth no matter what. Now, the reason Paul was I'll just tell you. Why Paul was arrested? I mentioned it last week, but you slept since then. I have that feelings too.
I slept a lot since then.
And you're hungry. I get it. So Paul was arrested because he was being accused of being a prisoner of Rome. It was a very serious matter. So Paul was a prisoner of truth in the regard of telling the Gentiles that the Ephesians chapter 3, 2 through 4. Jesse?
If indeed you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which was given to me for you, how that by revelation he made known to me the mystery, as I have briefly written already, by which when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ.
Okay, there's a word I don't think people use a lot. Dispensation. Right? Cassie already knows. She's looking it up. But there is weird. Timely situation needs an order. So Paul, it would look like that
to the Gentiles. However, the mystery that people it wasn't a new thing. Just like, okay, we'll allow it. No, it was planned out in Isaiah 42:1.
Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my elect one in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the Gentiles.
So this was a long time ago, right? And this is a foreshadowing. Do we know who this is a foreshadowing to?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus, right? So, nations, not singular, but plural. Who's he don't bring justice to?
The Gentiles.
The what?
The Gentiles.
The Gentiles, right? In the whole screens, Lana?
Which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ through the gospel, of which I became a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given to me by the effective working of his power.
Oh, I guess that's just the one. I'm sorry. All right, so. This is all one sentence?
Yeah.
That was just ended. Now there's just one sentence. This was the standard before. I just thought, I don't know. I just thought it was interesting. Now, things need time to work. It's not that right? God knows perfect timing. And he knows that for the Jews to preach to the Gentiles until this point. You know, things had to happen. People needed to fully trust God. People needed to see that they couldn't be saved on their own merits. They needed to look forward and towards the one who could save them. putting their trust in false gods. Now that never So both Jews and Gentiles needed time to figure things out. In Ephesians chapter 3, 8 through 12, this is the one with three screens, I think. Right? Yeah. Cassia?
Me, who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace was given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of all the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things through Jesus Christ, to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God may be made known of the powers in the heavenly places according to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him.
You gotta read faster. So our faith in Jesus should give us boldness and confidence, right? Yeah. Do you think he was confident? Yeah, he was very confident, right? So think about that. In verse 8, saints would be just the ones who believe. So he's the least. He's saying he's the least. And why he's the least is because Paul. Yo, he was meaning that. Yo, his lineage was he was raised to follow traditions. He was very strict in following traditions. And this is why he persecuted. Because they weren't following the old ways, the old traditions. And do you know what is not part of the tradition? Preaching to the Gentiles. So he's going against tradition, right? And I'm not saying... intense hatred for the Gentiles. Right? God can use, and you will see it all the time, he will use the most unlikely people to reach the lost. So, when your head starts to ever say, well, God can't use me. He's using Paul to preach to the Gentiles, right? God can use each one of us. Ephesians 3, verse 13. Kanoa?
Therefore I ask that you do not lose heart at my tribulations for you, which is your glory.
So Paul... Stephen, can you read that?
work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose.
Paul did not lose heart with his situation. He saw opportunity. In jail, you know, Caesar, Jesus. Now, to the Gentiles. You know, the Ephesians might be thinking, oh man, Paul's in jail and it's my fault. It's my fault that he's there. And if he would have been squatting, there might have been a step in this reaching the Gentiles. Right? God would have brought somebody else, I fully believe that. But there might have been a setback. That is the negative that Paul did not want to happen. Paul saw that, no, don't worry about me. I'm doing this, and it will glorify you. He's not, like, he's being humble. He needed to remain strong and not be afraid to share the truth. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 through 19. Jesse?
For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family and the Lord's name, that he would grant you, according to the riches of glory, to be strengthened with might through the Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell on your heart through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God.
I love what Paul says here, because I use the tape measure, is the width, the length, the depth, and the height. They're all measurements, right? No. Let your focus in him strengthen you and keep you grounded and rooted in his foundation. It's a foundation what will not fail. It's where we stand. It's what makes us strong in our stance. We don't stumble. He prays that we should live in our hearts, live with our hearts full of faith. I know in Ephesians, I don't know if you guys thought about this, but I thought about this, but in Ephesians, the Gentiles seem like they just want to get along. You know, they're the good guys, and then there's the mean guys. But know that there's all unknowns. There's scenarios for everything, and we don't know every scenario for the people. And there's a lot of things going on right now. And I'm not saying one group is right and one group is wrong. I am saying both groups have an equal share in why they hate each other. You know, just because we change, if there's a conflict that runs really deep, we shouldn't be discouraged if things don't happen overnight. It doesn't mean to stop are to stop crying. It means to stand strong and be ever vigilant. You'll keep praying and trying to get through. You know, it's not always about breaking down. Sometimes it's about going through open doors. That may mean that it takes more time. During the early church age, the whole world was going through changes. Drastic changes. Jesus flipped the world upside down. You know, beliefs and traditions were being changed. Things their father in their coming to this change means everything you did was new, right? Now, I right? It'd be cool and something. That would have no bearing on that. God is not concerned with what we've done. You know, he only cares about what's in our heart. It's a personal decision to follow Jesus. It doesn't matter if your family's Christian or if they're not Christian. It's whether you guys believe. It's that personal relationship between you and Jesus. In Ephesians chapter 3, 20 and 21, Aiden?
Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Now, it is easier if you were brought up knowing, obviously, because you know sooner. But it doesn't matter. It's that fact of you choosing, and we all have to choose. And know that no matter where you see yourself, we have the same promise as anyone else. We have the same promise, as same inheritance as Paul. Paul did mighty things, but we have that same inheritance. God loves us the same as he loves anyone else. Cassia, can you close us in prayer?